Pedic Yud Beis, chapter 12 of Shara Yichud Ve'emunah. It's on page 338, and it is the shiur for the ninth day of Tammuz. The Alter Rebbe is explaining how the oneness, the yichud, of the midas of the Eibishter and the speech of the Eibishter is expressed in the fact that there are only 22 letters, and from these 22 letters, all the various creations, both in heaven and on earth, are created. In Perek Yud Beis, the Alter Rebbe specifies or spells out how specifically from 22 letters we get millions of different kinds of creations. Perek Yud Beis. Rak shehabru yimischalkim leminehem. Although there are 22 letters, not more, the created beings are divided and are different, the klolus ubipratus, in their general existence and in their specific abilities and natures and so on, not through more letters, but al yidei shinuyei hatziruthim, by through a rearrangement of these same 22 letters, v'chiluthim utmureis kenal, and also with substitute letters and transposition of letters, as was explained earlier, that there are certain letters that are substitutes for other letters. Because each letter represents or is a certain chayas, a certain flow of life and a power, so that when you put together a number of letters, so that they make up a word together, azay milvad zibui minei keiches v'chayis hanim shochem kifi mispara esi yeshebeteivo, in addition to the various kinds of energies that come according to the letters that make up the word, eid zeis o'eilal kulono, there is a greater energy that is greater than the parts, than the sum total of the parts. There is Hamshoch Askeach Elyon V'Chayis Klolis. There is a higher power, a general power, Shkula Keneged Kol Min Hakeches V'Chayis Pratiyes, that is equal or greater than the particular Keches Shel HaEsiyes of the individual letters V'Ela Al Gabeyen, and rises above them. V'Hi Mechabroson U'Metzarfoson. It is this higher power that brings together and creates a unity between the letters and joins them yachad lahashpia keyach v'chayis le'elon hanivra, in order to give power and life to the world which is created b'teva zu l'kloli u'l'pratov. It gives the being that is created from this word, it gives it its general existence and its individual parts and existence. The general existence comes from the power that comes from the word, and the individual keches, the individual details of the created being, comes from the letters that make up the word. In the Haggah, the Rebbe writes, "Lefisha kol eis ve'eis mechav beis eisiyis ha'teira, hi hamshochas chayis v'keyach miyuchat prati." Because each letter of Teda represents a particular individual kayach, she'enei nimshach be'eis acheres, which does not come through any other letter, lokach gam t'munoson b'ksav, therefore also in their written form, kol eis hi b'tmuna miyuchedes pratis. Each letter has its own particular shape and appearance. Hameza, and that particular shape is consistent, and it reflects al tziur ha'amshocha v'hizgalus ha'er v'hachayiz v'hakeyach ha'nigla v'nimshach be'ezu. The form and the shape of the letter reflect the particular power that is revealed and that flows through this letter. Eichu nimshach v'nizgalu v'midesiv shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu retzeini v'chachmasa, etc. The manner, the form through which the energy comes from the Eibishter's midas, or from his will, or from his seichel. Back to the text. Kegein derech moshel, for example, we see how so many created beings come from the same finite letters. Derech Moshel b'teve shebemayim Yehirakia. The letters, the words of Yehirakia. Shenivu behem zayin rakiyim. The Ebishta said, let there be a firmament, a heaven. And from that statement, seven heavens were created. V'chol tzva shamayim. And all the beings of heaven, the hosts of heaven, asher bahem, that are in these seven heavens, kemayim rezal, as we find in the teachings of the sages, that shchokim, there's a heaven called shchokim, and shebei rechayim im deiz v'teichan neis mon v'tzadikim. In this heaven called shchokim, there is a millstone, and it grinds mon for the tzadikim. So there's a heaven, it's called Shchokim, and in this heaven there exist certain things, certain particular creations. Then there's a heaven called Zvul, Shebe Yerushalayim Ubeis HaMikdash Umezbeach, waiting to come down. Then there's a heaven called Mochin, Shebe Eitzvei Sheleg Veitzvei Borod, etc. Shklolus Arekiyim Nivru V'Chayim V'Kayomim B'Klolus Teves Elu Shebemayim Yehirakia. The world, the heavens themselves, the seven heavens, are created and they live and they exist from the words of the Mayim Yehirakia. The words. Uprotei Habruyim Shebezayim Rekiyim, and the individual creations, the individual creatures of these seven heavens, Nivra Kol Prat Mehem, every detail of them is created, v'chai v'kayon, and it lives and it exists, me eizet siruf eisies miteves elu eichilufeyem utmureseyem. From the individual letters of these words, or through certain arrangements of those letters, or through substitution of those letters. Sheheim kifi b'chinas chayis hanivra ha'protiyahu. Depending on the kind of creature that needs to be created, those are the letters or the arrangements of letters that create them. Ki kol shinui tziruf hu harkovas va'arigas hakeches v'hachayis b'shinui. Every change in the arrangement of the letters creates a different structure. It creates a different weaving pattern of the powers, and therefore the created being resulting from that will also be different. Shekol eis hakedemes b'tziruf, because the preceding letter, the first letter, the earlier letter in any arrangement of letters, hi hageveres v'hi ha'ike b'briyazu, that letter is the dominant one and influences the being that is created more strongly than the following letters, than the secondary letters. The hashar and the other letters are tfeles eleha v'necholis be'ezah. The letters that follow are secondary to the original letter, to the first letter, and are absorbed in the light or in the power of that first letter, which shows us the significance of a Rosh HaTeve. The first letter of a word is significant because it, more than the other letters, determines the nature and the properties of the being that is created by that word. V'al-yedei zeh nifras b'riach hadosha, and through this rearrangement of letters, when you put one letter before the other, the aleph before the beis, that changes the creation, the being that is created from these letters. Whereas if the beis is put before the aleph, you get, a different creation. V'chem b'chilufei eisies etmurei seyem, and the same is true also in the substitution of letters, nivrois b'riach hadoshes. When you substitute, say, an ayin for an aleph, you get a different creature, and the difference is that it is pchusei hamayla be'erach hanevroyim ha'isi yisatzmo. They are the being that is created through the substitute letters are on a lower level than those created by the original letters. The Rebbe points out that from the seven heavens that the Alter Rebbe begins to describe, there are The Rebbe doesn't describes only three, mentions only three, and then in those three, he doesn't mention all the beings, all the creations within those heavens. And the Rebbe explains why that is, and generally, b'kitzur, it's because many of those creations are either created by another statement, like the light or the sun or the stars. They are created from other statements, from other maimaris in the ten utterances, or that there's a question in the Gemara itself, that there are differences of opinion, so the Rebbe doesn't mention them. And from here we see how carefully the Alter Rebbe chose every statement and every word in the Tanya. In the Hayyim Yayim for Tes Tammuz, the Rebbe writes, Ali Yiddish Elton, Velcha Badarfen Hobma, Speziale Yeshua und Hatzola Fazeri Kinder, all Jewish parents who need a special Yeshua, a special blessing and help with their children, it is Zifas de Mittel, the most certain, the most guaranteed means of getting that special help from the Eibishter from above is to shtitzen Teira lernen, is by supporting the study of Teira. And that is a great schus for the children.